I believe in the power of love.
I believe
I believe in people.
This I believe.
Today we begin the second year in our revival of the 1950s Edward R. Murrow series, This I Believe. Over the past year, we've been asking for contributions, and more than 12,000 of you have sent us your short statements of personal conviction. Today, we hear from lawyer and Vietnam veteran Miles Goodwin of Milwaukee. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
In the essays we receive from you, we find that many recall a single moment when belief became clear. These moments may seem insignificant at the time, but they reverberate afterwards and even become the basis of a life's credo. This is what happened to Miles Goodwin. Here he is with his essay, For This I Believe.
On June 23, 1970, I had just been mustered out of the Army after completing my one-year tour of duty in Vietnam. I was a 23-year-old Army veteran on a plane from Oakland, California, returning home to Dallas, Texas. I had been warned about the hostility many of our fellow countrymen felt toward returning Nam vets at that time. There were no hometown parades for us when we came home from that unpopular war. Like tens of thousands of others, I was just trying to get home without incident. I sat in uniform in a window seat, chain-smoking and avoiding eye contact with my fellow passengers. No one was sitting in the seat next to me, which added to my isolation. A young girl, not more than 10 years old, suddenly appeared in the aisle. She smiled and, without a word, timidly handed me a magazine. I accepted her offering, her quiet welcome home. All I could say was, "Thank you." I do not know where she sat down or who she was with, because right after accepting the magazine from her, I turned to the window and wept. Her small gesture of compassion was the first I had experienced in a long time. I believe in the connection between strangers when they reach out to one another. That young girl undoubtedly has no memory of what happened years ago. I like to think of her as having grown up, continuing to touch others, and teaching her children to do the same. I know she might have been told to give me the gift by her mother. Her father might still have been in Vietnam at that point, or maybe he had not survived the war. It doesn't matter why she gave me the magazine. The important thing is, she did. Since then, I have followed her example and tried, in different ways, for different people, to do the same for them. Like me on that long-ago plane ride, they will never know why a stranger took the time to extend a hand. But I know that my attempts since then are all because of that little girl. Her offer of a magazine to a tired, scared, and lonely soldier has echoed throughout my life. I have to believe that my small gestures have the same effect on others. And to that little girl, now a woman, I would like to take this opportunity to say again, thank you.
Miles Goodwin of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with his essay, For This I Believe. As we start our second year of this series, we want to renew our call to you to participate. We hope you'll send us your writing about your personal beliefs, as Goodwin did. You can find out more at our website, npr.org, or you can call 202-408-0300. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday, on Morning Edition, a This I Believe essay from Elvia Bautista, whose brother was a victim of gang violence in Santa Rosa, California.
Support for This I Believe comes from Capella University.